Musical Guided Tour, The Jung. The 21-string Jung, which you just heard, has a range of 4 octaves. Altering the positions of the movable bridges on the instrument allows for several different pentatonic tunings of the 21 strings. The most commonly used tuning on the Jung produces a scale of D, E, F sharp, A, B, which sounds like this. This scale is essentially identical in structure to the Western pentatonic scale, to which you were introduced in Chapter 4. 2 other Jung tunings are very common as well. These produce the following scales: D, E, G, A, B, which sounds like this. And D, E, G, A, C, which sounds like this. In traditional Jung playing styles, only the thumb, index finger, and middle finger of the right hand are used to pluck and stroke the strings. The performer usually attaches small plastic plectra, which are like miniature guitar picks, to the fingertips to produce a clear, bright timbre. Listen now as Haichong illustrates a single line melody using the traditional one-hand plucking style. Here's another example of one-hand plucking technique, but this time, Haichong simultaneously plucks 2 strings that are an octave apart on most of the melody notes. In other words, she plays the melody in octaves. This is common in Jung music. Since the 1950s, techniques involving plucking and stroking the strings of the Jung with both hands, rather than with just the right hand, have become standard. To a significant degree, such techniques reflect Western musical influences, especially influences from Western piano music. Here are a few illustrations of 2 hand plucking techniques on the Jung. First, a melody harmonized in 2-note chords. Second, a melody embellished by arpeggiated chords. Third, a melody played in the right-hand part with accompanying chords and arpeggios in the left-hand part. In the last musical illustration, Haichong sustained the notes of the right-hand melody part using a tremolo or roll technique called Yaoshi. Here's what the tremolo sounds like on its own. A more rhythmic technique for sustaining notes is used in many older Zheng pieces. It involves a quick back and forth thumb motion. It sounds like this. Also popular is the four-point fingering technique, which features a quick alternation of middle finger, thumb, and index finger plucks in the following pattern: middle, thumb, index, thumb, middle, thumb, index, thumb, etc. Here is an illustration of what that sounds like. Melodic ornamentation is very highly developed in Zheng performance, and there are many different kinds of ornaments. Especially striking is the large variety of guazhou or glissandos. These are rapid ascending or descending sweeps across the strings. Here are four of the main types. First, the short guazhou, consisting of a sweep of a few notes that lands on a main melody note. Second, the long guazhou, which is often described by Chinese musicians as the falling water ornament, for reasons that will likely be apparent to you from the following musical illustration. Third, the strong guazhou, which is heavily accented and almost attack-like. Fourth, the guazhou played on the left-hand side of the strings, that is, to the left of the movable bridges, which creates this very distinctive effect. A host of other Zheng ornaments are created by pressing into the string with the fingers of the left hand while the right hand plucks. The main types of left-hand ornaments are, first, the upglide. Second, the downglide. Third, the round glide, which may go either up and then down, or down and then up. Fourth, a narrow vibrato. Fifth, a wide vibrato. Sixth, harmonics or overtones. There are several distinct regional styles of Zheng playing in China. Unique approaches to melodic ornamentation are characteristic of each of these. For example, in the regional style of Shandong province, a narrow vibrato is generally preferred over a wide vibrato, whereas in the regional style of Hunan province, the opposite is true. Thus, if you were to hear a Zheng piece that sounded like this, and another one that sounded like this, you could make an educated guess just on the evidence of the vibrato alone that the first piece was in Shandong style and the second piece was in Henan style. Here again, we find an example of purely musical style serving as an index of cultural style as well.